With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents on the move. Israel has suggested they get out quickly out of the northern half of the territory because an invasion is coming and they are responding. This follows by a week the murderous rampage launched in Israel by Hamas, the Muslim terror group. 1,300 plus people dead, thousands still in the hospital, and hundreds are still being held hostage by the terrorists. House Judiciary Committee chairman sends the conference home for the weekend after winning the GOP nomination for the speaker. Jim Jordan remains shy, though, of the votes he needs.
House Republicans are expected to return to the Capitol Monday. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for close to 2 weeks, plunging the chamber into uncharted territory at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. A small group of Democrats have reportedly come out and said they would support temporarily expanding the authority of Representative Patrick McHenry from North Carolina, who is standing in as interim speaker. Such a move would allow the chamber to take up urgent bills, including government funding and foreign aid. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A new governor in Louisiana.
Attorney General Jeff Landry fended off a crowded field of candidates Saturday to earn the job. The Republican, who's backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
More than 2 months after a wildfire killed at least 98 people on Maui, the three surviving public schools are set to reopen on Monday. The other ones are still being refurbished, and some will have to be replaced. This is SRN News. Early voting has begun in Ohio on a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official has confirmed that voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature this year, allowing millions in state income tax to be diverted to religious and other private schools. This is SRN News. The Louvre and the Palace at Versailles in France evacuated visitors and staff yesterday after getting a bomb threat. The situation in Gaza is being blamed.
The government's very, very mindful of how swiftly tensions in the Middle East can spill out onto French soil. It's the country with the biggest Arab population in Europe, the country with the biggest Jewish population in Europe. There's a very real fear that particularly if there is a big Israeli attack on Gaza with images of Palestinian deaths and the death count going up, that will lead to individuals or groups taking action here on French soil against Jewish or other targets.
BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield. Today is Sunday, October the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Barry McGuire, who is 88 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Palmer turned 78 today. Former tennis player Roscoe Tanner is 72. This is SRN News.